The controversy that hit the White House over its talks with the Salvation Army has calmed for now. Late yesterday, the Bush administration said it will not create a new rule to protect religious groups from local laws that bar discrimination against gays in hiring. But the issues that fueled the dispute are not going away, NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Religious groups like the Salvation Army are exempted from federal laws that bar religious discrimination, and it's easy to understand why. A Catholic group shouldn't be compelled to hire a Jewish employee, or vice versa. But the brouhaha with the Salvation Army raised this intriguing question. Should religious groups that receive federal funds have to obey local laws that bar them from discriminating against gays and lesbians? No, says Major George Hood of the Salvation Army.
We feel that based upon our theological foundation, that puts us up against the wall in preserving the integrity of who we are.
So the Salvation Army identified that issue in talks with the White House as the Bush administration was seeking support from religious groups for its faith-based initiative. Major Hood says that, as part of those talks, the Salvation Army asked the White House to create a new administrative rule. The idea was to require local governments to exempt religious groups from local laws that dealt with hiring of homosexuals. Gay rights groups lashed out at the proposal, and it stirred some talk about the prospect of President Bush's legislation that would give religious groups federal funds for social programs. Jeffrey Rosen, a law professor at George Washington University, says there's a lot more than politics going on here.
The Salvation Army's position actually has a lot of merit. There's an irreconcilable conflict between the logic of anti-discrimination law, which says that everyone has to be treated exactly the same, and the hierarchical aspect of many churches, which insists that certain behavior is permissible and certain isn't.
That conflict, he says, makes the stakes high for the Salvation Army.
If it's forced to hire gays and lesbians, then it won't be the Salvation Army anymore. It'll be an entirely different group. And if you really believe that the Salvation Army has something distinctive to contribute as a religious organization, it has to be protected from being transformed into something that it's not.
But what about the stakes for society, asks Paul Light of the Brookings Institution. He says the Salvation Army's talks are a sign of what the future could bring if religious groups become more intertwined with government.
It alters the relationship in fundamental ways once a dollar is involved. It changes the character of the conversation. And what we've seen here with the Salvation Army story, whether true or not, is the notion that a faith-based institution is willing to come to Washington and lobby on its behalf and therefore directly influence government. That changes the story about the faith-based initiative from one of how government is going to change the faith-based institutions to a story about how the faith-based institution may well change government.
He wonders, will the government continue to be able to say no to religious groups as they get closer together?
Suddenly, the policymaker is in a situation of dealing with a mixture of faith, obligation, moral conscience, as well as a desire to help a particular population. And it changes the dialogue in ways that are very important.
It's not clear how church and government will affect each other, Light says. But it is clear that they will. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.